Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Shutterstock.com. With over 26 million high-quality stock photos, illustrations, vectors, and video clips, Shutterstock helps you take your creative projects to the next level. For 30% off your new account, go to Shutterstock.com and use the offer code i5-8. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a not very special episode of i5 for the iPhone. I only mean it's because it's episode 51, and last week seemed so special. So we're golden with a little twist. This is the show where we pick the 5 best iPhone apps, news, tips, and tricks, and pass them along to you. I hope you have your mitt. I'm Sarah Lane, and I'm a very good pitcher. Number one. So let's start off with an email that we received from Lon, who has an app suggestion for us. He writes, "Have you reviewed the Clear app for the iPhone yet? If not, it's worth a look. Great design and simple to use. Thanks, and keep up the great work." Well, thanks for saying that we do great work, Lon. So, all right, I decided to check out Clear, which is a to-do app, and is $2.99 in the App Store, which seems high, especially since I just reviewed AnyDo, which is similar. It's a to-do app as well, and it's free. So let's look at Clear. Clear's strengths is its gestures. You've got all sorts of kind of fun, little touchy, swipey stuff. You can swipe right to mark a task as done, swipe left to delete it altogether. This reminds me a lot of Mailbox, the mail app that I like so much. Tap and hold any task to move it up or down in your list, pull down to create an item, pinch two rows apart to add an item in a specific place. You can shake to undo what you just did last. You can pinch the whole list together to access your other lists. Pinch again to access your settings. You can also choose between a variety of color themes for Clear, or just stick with the default. Well, that all sounds pretty good. So what's my verdict? I think Clear is fun to use. It's made well, the sound effects are kind of fun, and it syncs with iCloud. But $3? That part doesn't really make sense for an app that does elegantly what other apps also do. Number two, got a question for everybody. Who here likes commercials? Nobody. Commercials are horrible. You don't want to watch commercials, right? Maybe some of you do, but probably most of you don't. There's an app called Commercial Break. It's new, and it lets you watch TV without watching commercials. Wow, it sounds awesome. How does it work? When you're watching TV and commercials come up, you basically just wander off, do whatever you want, but make sure you take your iPhone with you, because then the app will give you a notification when the commercials are over, so you can rush right back and sit down at the exact time your show starts again and not miss a thing. Just launch the app on your iPhone, choose your channel, and tap start. Commercial Break monitors the feed and then sends you a notification, just a little push notification, when your program is back. It can also monitor things like timeouts, which, let's say you watch a lot of basketball, you know that those can add up and they're often very boring. Now, there are a couple of catches. Commercial Break is currently only supported in the US and in the New York area. Doesn't really apply to most of us. Although I can monitor things like ESPN, but I'm a cord cutter, so monitoring commercial breaks on a cable network like ESPN is completely useless because I don't get it anyway. But I like the potential that we have going here. Die, ads, die. Well, except the ads that pay Twit. We love you guys. Number three, got another email from Nick, who resides in Las Vegas, who's trying to figure out how to clean up his camera roll. He writes, "Is it possible to delete the entire camera roll? Any advice I've found doesn't work. Settings, usage, camera roll, delete. I have over 7,500 photos. I've already saved them to Dropbox, and I want them off my camera roll, darn it." Yeah, so Nick can't delete them through the usage method, which goes through your settings, because technically that would delete the camera roll app itself. And iOS doesn't allow you to do that. It's a native app. It's supposed to stay. What you can do, though, Nick, if you're using a Mac or know somebody who does, is connect your iPhone via USB to your computer, open up the app Image Capture, it's an OS X, find your iPhone camera roll, choose to import all photos, which will import all of your photos into your Photos folder by default, and then you want to check the box in the bottom left-hand window, which should say Delete After Import. So then you import them all, and then you delete them. And now you said that all your photos are already backed up in Dropbox, so you can just go ahead and get them out of OS X on your Mac afterwards, or maybe just have an extra backup. Again, this is an OS X trick for Mac users. So everybody else, if you have an alternative great solution that I don't know about, please do let us know how, i5@twit.tv, and we'll pass it along. This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Shutterstock.com. At Shutterstock.com, you'll find the perfect image or video for your next creative project. Whether it's for your website or a publication, an ad, a video, any type of project. You can choose from over 26 million high-quality stock photos, illustrations, vectors, and video clips. Professional photographers and artists are the ones who are contributing to Shutterstock, so you know that the quality is good. Plus, the company reviews each image individually for content and quality before it ever gets added to the library. Plus, Shutterstock adds 10,000 images every day, so you can be sure every time you visit, you'll find new goodies. You got flexible pricing and sophisticated search tools at Shutterstock. Search and drill down by subject or asset type, maybe gender, emotion. Plus, you've got shareable light boxes. So if you're working with a team, you save your images to a light box gallery, and then your other team members can access them anytime, anywhere. Also, try Shutterstock's award-winning iPad app. Search on the go and use it to display images during your presentations. Shutterstock is a complete global offering, and you can try it today by signing up for a free account. No credit card necessary. Just start an account and begin using Shutterstock to help imagine what your next project could be like. Once you decide to purchase a plan, use the offer code I58. That's I-F-I-V-E and the number 8. And new accounts will receive 30% off any package. That's Shutterstock.com. And for 30% off new accounts, use the offer code I58. Number 4. We got a duh tip from Brianna, who writes, have you ever downloaded a bunch of different apps and eventually you hate your icon layout? Even with trying to rearrange your icons, you just can't seem to get back to that happy state. To start from a clean slate, go to Settings, then General, scroll to the bottom to Reset, select it, then Home Screen Layout. None of your apps will actually be deleted, but everything in folders are taken out except utilities. That is an excellent duh tip, actually. Brianna, I had no idea this was there. Did not know it was an option. In fact, I recently spent a bunch of time manually taking some apps out of folders that I'd made a long time ago. Like I had a social folder and it didn't really apply to what I use on my iPhone anymore. And just resetting them would have saved me a lot of organizational time. So now you know. Knowing is half the battle. Go, Joe. Finally, number 5. Over the weekend, a little app called PhotoChop, like Photoshop with a C, came across my radar, and since it's a photo-related app, I perked right up. So what's the chop part all about? What does it do? In the words of Big Bucket Software, which is the app developer, chop up and distort your photos, break up your photos into tiles, then nudge, scale, rotate, and delete the tiles to create artistic photo collages, or use the warp mode to make everybody's faces look weird. All right, so I've been playing around, and for 99 cents, I'm not sure this app is all that easy to use, or maybe I'm just really, really not talented. I get that I have a variety of tools. I can smush my friends' faces and stretch and pull and tile it up, but I can't really seem to create anything all that awesome, although you can see from the app website that people are doing really cool stuff and coming up with great creative projects. So if I'm just a moron and you have a magical ability to do some serious choppy creative damage to a photo, you can save it to your camera roll, you can send it to Instagram, to Twitter, or to Facebook. And according to a story that I read on MacStories.net, that technically under the hood, Photoshop's image distortion and manipulation is written in a game engine. So when you're playing around, the tiles are moving around in sort of weightless game ways. So in a way, it's kind of cool just for that. Well, we only do five a week, so that's about it for this episode of i5 for the iPhone. Until next time, if you know somebody who has an iPhone and might really like our little show, regular app tips and tricks, show them how to subscribe to this show at twit.tv/i5 or just search for us in their favorite podcast app. Email us at i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-I5 or send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane, and I'll see you next week right here on i5 for the iPhone. Lane out.